This podcast is brought to you by Killing Time Productions. Don't forget to like, share, follow, and subscribe to this podcast on all platforms that you listen to your podcast on. It is now time for episode 30 of The War Room. Inflation, prices are up, wages are down, I can't afford to get to work. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another groovy episode of The War Room, and I'm your host on this cruise of fun on a Tuesday night. Mr. Jared Cornelius, I showed myself a sign of respect because I deserve it. With me, as always, the CEO of Killing Time Productions. Looks like he just got off the Patriot Golf Course. Mr. Trevor Truitt, looking sharp, buddy.
It's good to see you guys. I just wanted to, you know, check in. Yeah, see how you guys are doing. Make sure business is going good.
Cam, good thing we cleaned up last night before the fucking boss got here.
Yeah, no kidding.
With us also over there with her nose deep in her phone because she just got a new hair done.
Our camera roll is about to run out.
She's going
to
have to upgrade her hair. No. It looks like her hair's on fire. The dark phoenix. Sure, I'm not done introducing you yet.
I'm making sure I have my song ready. So sorry.
She's ordering a women's belt so she can look like Becky Lynch.
Yeah, give me a Scottish accent. To our other host, Miss Cameron Frizzell, how you doing?
I guess I'm doing pretty good, other than you guys fucking
we're bringing the
attacking
energy.
Attacking me.
You're wearing a Black Sabbath shirt. You should be expecting all kinds of hostility. That's Master Reality. That is Black Sabbath's fourth album released.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Actually, it's Black Sabbath, Paranoid. No, it's the third. Sorry. Please don't come at me.
Don't come at me.
I know Black Sabbath pretty well. They are my favorite band, so, you know. But anyway, happy Tuesday to y'all. It was a great weekend. Feeling very patriotic, you know what I mean? And the 4th of July was yesterday. Me and Cam didn't do a damn thing. We watched fireworks from our patio. Yeah. We made every meal at home.
We probably got a good view.
It was actually pretty solid.
We got to see like five fireworks shows going off at once. It was awesome.
Yeah, Jarvis, my dog, shout out to him. He doesn't give a fuck about
no
fireworks.
No anxiety meds in this house.
I feel bad. CBD treats for the old doggo.
Like, my family dog, Daisy, she's terrified of him. She'll go underneath the bed. She'll shake the whole time. She acts like a Vietnam vet.
It's just funny because Jarvis is a fucking, he's a pussy. And
about everything.
Yeah.
If I pick up the trash can to move it, like, he like runs away like it's a monster.
Yeah.
I think he's racist. Every time it's something black that's coming at him, it, like, you know, he always runs away. Like, we might have a fucking a dog that's in the Klan, which is common in Oklahoma. You know, a lot of the early parts of the
Klan. You know what I mean?
A lot of racist dogs in Oklahoma. But anyway, yesterday was July 4th, which is one of the racist dogs' favorite holidays. It was a good weekend. I didn't work for 3 days in a row. Cam didn't work for 3 days in a row. We actually got to hang out.
Awesome.
We went swimming.
We slept a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It was the best.
When the body tells you to sleep, you got to sleep. Don't fight it.
We slept most of our weekend away, honestly.
I also drank. Like, I think I accidentally got addicted to alcohol again because, like, I've had to, like, wean myself off. I only had 2 beers tonight. You know, I've been weaning myself off yesterday.
I made some bomb-ass margaritas.
Oh,
it was
my God.
Awesome.
With a Jose Cuervo in.
Yeah, it was fucking amazing.
And then, it's 4th of July, though. It doesn't count if you drink on 4th of July. That's what I've always said.
Like I said, if you're not drinking beer and smoking cigarettes, are you really celebrating the 4th of July? Come on.
Not around these parts.
I did not consume any cigarettes.
I didn't either. I did have a cigar. I had a cigar before the podcast also. It was fantastic.
I had to do it. I mean, it was 4th of July. It was just like, call my name.
I was drinking a lot, so it's even disgusting. More warranted. Listen out there. Listen, all right.
Yeah, don't smoke cigarettes casually. You have to be at an event. Smoke
cigarettes. Yeah.
If you're at an event,
if you're just a social cigarette smoker, it's fine.
No, I mean, I guess social. Don't listen, like if you're at a party. No. Listen, everything in moderation. You can do anything in moderation. No,
not when it comes to cigarettes.
No, yeah, I'm saying once a month, once every few months. Maybe you don't go out very often. Yeah. But when you do, you enjoy a cigarette. Mm. Maybe you're wearing a windbreaker. Maybe everybody can hear you as you're walking by, as you're going to smoke another cigarette. Because you can't smoke inside anymore. That's what brings me to my next point.
And
then
you get all those people that like they want one and they see you have one. They're like, oh, I've
been having one for a
minute.
It's a great conversation starter. It's a great conversation starter.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to smoke? Hey, you got that?
Jared
is a
cigarette bum.
I can be, but then I end up buying my own. But I try not to smoke him.
Cigarette bum.
I try not to smoke him at all.
If you're ever around him and he's drunk, hide your vape in your cigarette.
Well, I have to know you well to hit your. I won't just hit anybody's vape. It's kind of weird. Because like people that vape, they vape a lot. So their mouth's on it a lot more often.
Their tongue's been in that.
At least whenever you bum a cigarette off, you're not like putting your mouth on their cigarette, you know?
I don't know.
You can take a drag of your cigarette.
At my sister's.
You just fucking want one? I gave you one.
No, I want some of yours.
At my sister's engagement party, Jared was fucking drunk and he was bumming their vapes so much so that when he sat down next to me for a second, because when we're at parties, he'll go because he's more social than me.
Well, everybody wants to talk to me. Especially after everybody wanted to show me their trucks and where they got drunk that one time.
Yeah, so
they're
like,
only wanting to show me that.
Jared's more social than I am, so about like an hour in, he'll come find me and check on me, and he'll sit down with me for a second. And when he was sitting down with me, some guy who he just met walks up to us and goes, "Hey, can I have my vape back?" I was like, "Jared, what the fuck?"
Hey, he understands. It's a common mistake. It happens. Whenever you vape, what's your first instinct when you have it?
Time.
You put it in your pocket. Right?
Well, yeah.
All right. Well, that's
like as long as you.
He told me to hold on to it for a while.
As long as you pay it back, you know what I mean, to other people.
Tell him I didn't have it and kept it.
No. I mean, it's just like, you know, somebody let you borrow something, you just give it back. You know what I mean?
I mean, I think the guy you're talking about, shout out to him. I think he just threw an eight innings no hitter.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. Garrett, shout out to him. Garrett Martin? Is that his last name?
Yes.
Blake's kid?
Yes.
This fucking guy, he makes me look small. He's a big fucking dude, and he just like he pitches. It's like minor league, I'm pretty sure, or something like that.
Yeah, he's in minor league.
And he just threw like for 8 innings, he pitched no hits, and I think he got pulled in the ninth or something or whatever. So that's shout out to him.
He might still be in college, but if he's not in college, he's in the early minor stage.
Right? Listen, I don't have the sheet with all the facts on it right here. Okay, I was just giving
just
a quick shout out, free one on us.
That's
a
free info.
that's a one on us. Okay, but anyway, yeah, at that party, it was him that came up and did that, and he's also the one that gave me that moonshine that he made at his dad's house. That sent me over the edge. I could throw up right now thinking about it. Like, you know those mason jars that are big, that are typical moonshine jars? Yep. It's funny how I grew up thinking moonshine was like as illegal as weed, but everybody just fucking drinks it everywhere.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Like, I'm pretty sure I see cops drinking them out of, you know.
You can go to Missouri to Branson Landing and go to a moonshine tasting place.
That's insane. Like, I've seen it on TV.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
Jared has never been to Branson.
Oh, sorry. I'm not as white as you two.
Branson's cool. It's a good time.
I don't like cargo shorts. I wouldn't fit in there.
It's not that we're white. We're fucking redneck. That is different.
I wouldn't fit in at Branson. I don't like cargo shorts or sandals that show my feet.
You'd fit in. And there's all kinds of fuckers
there. I'd fit in. I'd be giving everybody the evil eye.
It's a lot of old people.
I hate people that like going to amusement parks. I don't like it.
I love amusement parks.
You don't even know what Branson is.
It's like it's a fake town. Silver Town. There's like a train.
Silver Dollar City. Oh, Silver Town. We went down there. Silver Town boy came back.
I will say I grew up going to Frontier City all the time, which is like a ripoff.
Which
it's
I've
like
never been there.
Poor man's Branson, I'm pretty sure. Is it not?
Well, there's more than just that at Branson.
There's just several amusement parks and several. There's all kinds of shit to do.
There's like the Ripley's
Redneck Disney.
Believe It or Not Museum. There's a wax museum.
That's at Branson.
The Titanic.
There's this fucking house
How about the food sucks?
It's called Wonderworks, and it's literally just an upside-down house.
Yeah.
What? But, like, so you go in there, and the first thing you do is you go across this bridge, but when you're walking over it, you literally feel like you're about to fall off it because it's just fucking illusion. Gosh.
So have you ever went into the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum and saw the room where you, like, look through this keyhole, and it's an old man in his rocker on the ceiling? Do you remember this?
I don't really remember that.
So... in the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum in Branson, Missouri, way back in the 2000s, I don't know, it may be different now. And you would walk in and they, like, there's just a bunch of, like, it, like he was talking about, it's just like a bunch of illusion rooms. We might be talking about the same building where, like, half of it was, like, broken. But all of those
were talking about Branson.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum.
Well, there's one that's, I think it's called Wonderworks, and it's in the same... I think it's made by the same people produce it. They just like different names kind of thing.
But you walk in and one of the illusions is you look through like a like, you know, in a, on a door, like a front door of like our apartment. There's a thing where you can look through to see who's at the front door. You'd look through that and it would be an old man in his rocker, but the rocker was on the ceiling and it freaked me the fuck out.
That literally sounds like a nightmare I've had many times since my childhood that I've never quite like dove into. It just keeps happening.
It freaked me the fuck out. But then there's the Titanic Museum. It's freaking me out
thinking about it right now. Why did they do that? Because I thought Branson like was a place of fun and wonderment.
The Wax Museum is pretty cool.
I bet the Wax Museum's creepy also. Have you ever seen House of Wax? That happened at a wax museum.
I never saw that movie, no.
Oh my god. Well, then it doesn't apply to you, I guess.
House of Wax?
Yeah.
It's a movie?
You've never seen it either?
No.
Paris Hilton's in it.
No, I don't give a fuck about
Paris. They get stuck Hilton. In the woods.
Why would that be...
Paris Hilton.
Why would that make a difference?
Paris Hilton's in it. Goddamn, I can't believe I didn't watch that.
Oh my god, well I better go get off this fucking podcast and go watch it.
Anyway, I'm pretty sure a lot of our listeners have seen it. But thank you for telling us about Branson, everybody. Everybody fucking loved that.
It's a good time.
But anyways, yes, there's a moonshine tasting place.
That's what we were talking about. I
thought you went to Branson with your parents at one time.
No, my mom almost died, so we couldn't go.
No, I thought there was something else.
Yeah, my mom.
Backup.
Well, yeah, she had. Was that when she had
fucking diverticulitis? Yeah. It was whenever I was a freshman, and we had been planning this. Like 4-day weekend trip to Branson for a while, and we were literally, my mom had been having problems with her diverticulitis.
Brock Lesnar had it.
What happens? Like it's like whenever like something rips a hole in your stomach, it makes you really constipated. It makes you constipated. And it like shuts down like everything. And it can kill you.
It can kill you. Yeah.
It can kill you. Like she had to go to the hospital. She was in the hospital for the entire time we were supposed to be in Branson. So, like, we didn't go to Branson. We were at Tahlequah Hospital for a weekend.
Is that why you're so like, no, we are not going to Branson?
Out of respect. Fuck, I mean, Branson. She almost died. Listen, right then and there, I knew I was never supposed to go to Branson. My mom almost died when we almost went. That means if we she didn't almost die, then we were all going to die in a car accident on the way there.
Do you know that in Branson?
So, it was an omen. Dude,
that was logical. It was a good omen.
It's a good thing I didn't go.
But I can't remember what year this was, but there is a ride in Branson that's like a water ride where it's like a boat, but it's like in the shape of a duck.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Where those fucking people die?
Yeah. There was it a bad storm? Is that what it was?
It's called something ducks. I can't remember what it's called. I know exactly what you're talking about now.
But there was a bad...
Well, it just came. Like, they were in the middle of the fucking big-ass lake they were in. All of a sudden, a storm just came out of fucking nowhere.
And, like, so many people drowned. Like, kids.
What state is this in? Missouri?
Old people. Missouri.
Yeah, see, Missouri, nothing good ever happens in Missouri. No good college football.
What year was that? That was a while ago.
There's no good anything in Missouri.
Cardinals.
What? Damn it. Fuck. He's right. One good thing in Missouri. I'm sure Hunter Morgan can name a few good things from fucking Missouri. I'm sure he could. He probably loves that state.
It's not a bad state, honestly.
That's all right. Whatever.
It's all right. It's better than Kansas.
Yeah, you're right. They have trees in Missouri. All they got is Kansas is like cows.
It's called Ride the Duck. Yeah. Do you remember that?
That's a pontoon boat?
Yeah.
That they put a top on? Jesus Christ. Like, yeah, I'm not going there.
It's like a bus, boss.
I can go get on some fucking redneck's pontoon out on Lake Tenkiller for free. You know what I'm saying?
Fudgy. Can I get a ride?
It would go really low in the water, though, like where the windows were almost underwater.
Why?
I don't know.
Why are we... Branson, like, no!
Look how low it would go.
Damn.
Like, looking back, that went really low.
I mean, they still do. It's reopened.
Still on?
Yeah. What the fuck? It's like the Rolling Stones. Show's got to go on. You know what I mean? Well,
I don't think that duck has had as many number one hits as the Rolling Stones have.
This happened in 2018. It killed 17 people. Dude,
the Rolling Stones have played in front of bigger crowds than max capacity of Branson.
I don't know about that.
You couldn't fit 600,000 people in Branson at one time?
I don't know.
Nah, I don't think so. The Rolling Stones were the first arena rock. Don't make me get into it. They were the first arena rock band. Fuck the Beatles. Wasn't them. They've been doing that.
They've been doing it.
Best arena show there is.
I'm selling out arenas for your itch and your daddy's riches.
It's true. Anybody you can name, the Rolling Stones were doing it first. And still doing it. So, but anyway, again, thank you for the Branson update.
You're welcome.
And for that story from Branson.
You're welcome.
But, it reminds me of a time.
Reporting live from Branson, Cameron Frizzell.
Trevor was telling me a funny story earlier before Cam got here, because she got here super late, because we're recording this late. So thanks. But,
Trevor was so glad I get to get home at 11 o'clock and go to bed and get up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
We're like 4:30 tomorrow. I gotta be in earlier. But anyway,
get in early, get out early. Get in early, get out early. Get
hopefully.
In
early, get out. It's actually the way I'm gonna have to look at it. But, Trevor was telling me the story earlier, and Cam, you'll get a kick out of this because it's at his expense. But we won't use any names. But go ahead, Trevor. You know what I'm talking about.
Does she know who that is?
No.
Oh, okay. Now, this guy, he was my brother's friend.
And we'll keep it at that.
we were kind of friends, I guess, whatever. But that's how I knew him through, as my brother. And he randomly, like 3 months ago, he snaps me and he was like, hey, man, like I'm in fucking New Mexico and I'm trying to drive back to Las Vegas. That's where he was living, or he's living in Nevada. I mean, obviously.
Where else is there? Well, yeah, I know. Carson?
So he is like, and my fucking truck's messed up and my bank account, something about his card's not working, whatever. He's like, can I borrow $50 and I'll pay it back to you? And he's never asked me for money. So I was like, whatever. Like, I'll fucking give $50, just pay it back. And he's like, okay. Got the $50. Then the next day goes by, nothing. So I snap him, like, hey, did you ever make it where you needed to go? Never fucking snaps me back. Never fucking.
He got
literally
placed.
It still hasn't been open. It was like, I looked at it, it was 14 weeks ago. And I'm just like, fuck you, you fucking asshole. And, but like, so then
it's
I saw.
It's been 14 weeks.
So then I saw, like, a picture of him on Facebook, and it's with his fucking brother and his mom or whatever, and they're eating. And I told Jared, like, I want to comment and be like, hey, how was dinner? Did you pay for it? Am I $40, you piece of shit? Or $50, whatever it was.
Who paid?
Have you tried messaging him on something else? Maybe he forgot his password.
No, he fucking didn't. He knows what he did. He knows what he did.
I know this guy. He's still on Snapchat. He looks over it all the time, and he just doesn't open it.
Yeah, nah.
I forgot to open your message. And blip, blip. Shut the fuck up. He could have the decency to unfriend you.
Would you take it back if he would get it now? If he give it right now?
Yeah,
but $50. Ever give him money again?
Yeah, why would you? It's like he tried to get you again. Like, listen, I know I still owe you $50, but I need another $50. And you're like, okay, but you're gonna pay me back $100, right?
Yeah,
for sure. That's when he unfriends you. You gotta get him for at least $100. Trevor's not gonna give you any more than that.
maybe just karma.
For what?
For me, like, you know, doing the old fuck over. You know what I mean?
Oh well, yeah, maybe we could go back through. You got any thing you need to share, or are we talking about like a specific time?
Nah, we're just talking about that one time.
Oh yeah,
Wait, one time.
The Hard Rock Hotel one?
No. That was innocent. That was
innocent.
I left after I... Listen, false...
You didn't have the decency to say bye.
Falsified information.
You said... You told us the story.
Obviously, that chick's not mad. She's not mad because she fucking still randomly snapped me from time to time.
Well, then she's very desperate. That's all I can say about her. She's a desperate woman that, you know, needs to find
desperate
love.
Desperate times call for desperate measures. Desperate times call for desperate measures.
What's up with these gas prices? What's the deal with these gas prices?
Even though I'm pretty sure she's pretty... I think she has a lot of... Or a decent amount of money.
Well, I mean, like, so? You don't want to marry her.
No!
You were looking for a fucking... You know what I mean?
What was that? A fucking vasectomy? Was that...
No.
You're looking for
easy fuck. That's what that meant in that language.
Easy fuck.
That's what you were looking for.
Dirty ducks and easy fucks, boys. What's better?
We could come up with so many shitty $5 shirts. So many $5 shirts that you could sell.
The first one's still got to be that fucking poking eyes and smoking eyes.
Yeah. That's so big in OK, Oklahoma. It'd be huge there. All 12 people would buy one. They're the only... I'm going to shit on them for a second. They're the only town I know. Like, you know how when you drive through a town and it says home of 1998 football state champions, 2013?
I don't think it's never won anything.
Okay, if you drive through there, it's like 1984 volleyball champs, class A or whatever. Congratulations on your volleyball championship. That's literally the only thing that says that.
Oh my God.
I used to laugh about it every time I drove by it.
We won the volleyball championship.
And then I think, like, which I would love to have Hunter on one day and give us the history of Gore through him. Like, you know, what through what he understands of it. But, like, I think the coolest thing ever about that place is that Steven Tyler lived there.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
For 9 months.
That's what? Like, oh, my God. What? He barely lived there.
For, like, 9 months, yeah. But he married a girl from there. That's what's insane. Steven Tyler's been married 16 times. One of them was from Gore.
One of the 16. He's been married. He's legitimately been married 16 times.
I don't fucking probably.
I was about to say.
Let's see.
He has a fuck machine. There's no medication that can get him fucking going. What's going on over here?
He's only had 2 marriages.
Oh. 16.
One
Ric Flair.
One from 1978 to 1987, and then one from 1988 to 2006. So he's currently unmarried.
Yeah, he's probably fucking left and right. He ain't got much.
Oh no,
time
he
on.
Does have a girlfriend. Her name is Amy Preston.
Good for him. That's what I say for Steven Tyler. 75 years old and still fucking.
She is 39 years younger than Steven Tyler.
Well, what is Steven Tyler going to do? Fuck a 75-year-old the same age as him? Have you seen normal 75-year-olds? They don't look like Steven Tyler.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah.
I mean, it is not
a typical.
The age gap law that I would like invoke would affect rock stars, billionaires. They'd have to date in their own age realm, and they would hate it. It's like, for some reason, a lot of people want to get rich so they can date people 30 years younger than them. It's kind of weird, don't you think? But then again, it makes sense. If you're 65 and you just come into $10 million, are you going to marry a 65-year-old?
Yeah, Steven Tyler is 74.
Go to a nursing home and have a pick of the litter.
Go to a cruise.
How many 65-year-old gold diggers do you think are walking around? Then I'm just like, you know what I mean?
Looking to hit big.
Yeah, like at 65, what are they, a professional wrestler that needs the money?
He has 4 kids.
You're still up here reading his Wikipedia page.
Yeah, he has 4 kids.
Cam, what do you think about that? Like, what if, like, a, you know, think about it. Like, Brad Pitt's 60. Do you think he'd date a fucking 60-year-old?
I mean,
how many 60-year-old women look like Brad Pitt? I know some 60-year-old women that can pass for 84.
Yeah.
They look like, especially they don't take care of them. R.I.P. Rest in peace. Rest in peace. Oh my God. But yeah, it makes total sense. The only people I know that date people in their own wheelhouse are like Keanu Reeves, and that's because, like, you know, he's trying to be a normal person. I bet he gets mad at you if you, like, ask him about a movie he did in the 80s or 90s. I bet he just gets really mad.
Or if you just talk about his work in general.
I bet he just goes, my wife died. My mom, my who died? Like, he had, like, six of his family members die. It was his sister. My sister died.
He's, like, somber like John Wick is all the time. Yeah,
his sister died and he hasn't gotten over it yet. I mean, not that I'm saying he should. That's
really fucking sad.
Not that I'm saying he should. He just ever since it happened.
Over yet? How long has it been?
15 years now. Oh. 20 years.
It's a long time. Sad.
No, I'm not trying to... Listen, Keanu, you heal in your own time.
If you're
time,
listening.
Time, yeah, if you're listening.
Time works differently for everybody. It heals in different times.
If he's listening right now, then we're fucking...
Where's the money?
We made it, buddy. We made it, yeah.
Where's the money?
Where's the drugs? Where's the booze? Where's the pills?
My God, Keanu Reeves. What if Keanu Reeves was our niche listener, our one, like, huge listener?
He's the one that's in fucking California that we can't figure out who it's from.
He never fucking, like, promotes us because he doesn't believe in social media, so he never tells anybody about it.
These guys are pretty good, but I've never fucking seen... That'd be annoying. Fuck you.
These guys are pretty good. He just never tells anybody because he doesn't talk to anybody. You think he's making small talk with people on the set of John Wick?
You know, I watched his podcast.
Yeah,
I stumbled onto this fucking podcast about these fucking
20-year-olds from Oklahoma
talking about fucking scat performers and fucking.
No, but, like, here's the thing. He would be like,
my favorite
performance was actually on episode 12, whenever you talked about assholes for 20 minutes. Like, that's how he would say it. He's like, oh my God, this guy knows his shit.
Literally.
Yeah, this guy knows his shit. That'd be hilarious. But no, he's not fucking making small talk with the key grip on John Wick. He's probably in his trailer by himself. He locks it. No one can come in. There's a do not disturb sign he stole from a hotel he stayed at in 1998.
1998?
Yeah, he always stayed at one hotel in his life. He doesn't believe in them. He's one of those who put all the homeless people in the hotels when a national disaster happens or whatever. Natural disaster.
But he doesn't believe in
national disaster.
This is a national disaster, boss! No, yeah. National this fucking place.
You know, they're always saying that whenever a natural disaster happens, put all the fucking homeless people in the hotels. And on the vacant rooms, I'm just like, well, what about the ones that, like, scam you for $5 and they say it's for gas, but they're not, it's not actually for gas? $5. What about those guys? Did they get a room? Open discussion, guys.
No, they don't. They don't get a room. They fuck themselves over.
You'd have to be fair. No. Because how can you just be like,
this guy, here's the thing. This guy,
what if you have a routine? What if you have a routine that involves scamming people that feel bad for you? You deserve a room over the guy that's just like, I can't walk.
But how do you enforce that?
My dog that I caught ran away. I put this leash around him and wouldn't...
Do you think they steal things all day?
I mean, I bet it's hard now. I bet they just go through dumpsters.
They do go through our dumpsters sometimes.
But what are they finding in a hair supply dumpster? Saying. Empty colored tubes?
They're probably fucking taking hairspray and trying to huff the rest of it to get high.
What? Well, and I think they're looking for blades and stuff too, I'm sure.
Yeah. Kill them. It would kill them. It wouldn't get you high. I mean, if you want to get high, do it.
People
what
huff
you
got to
do is
paint.
You got to go get hair duster. Okay. Yeah, paint. Yeah, but you gotta put paint in a brown paper bag, shake it up. Oh my God. Have you ever been in a room that's freshly painted and just took a deep breath?
No.
There you go.
Get one of those fucking compressed air.
I'm not a paint huffer, by the way. I don't huff paint for recreational purposes.
Go steal people's fucking antifreeze out of their fucking air conditioner.
You're like, oh yeah, it's the best.
I really enjoyed the smell of Sharpies and fresh paint in 7th grade. Yes, I'll admit that, but not anymore. I'm off the stuff.
You're off.
Dude, what was better? What has a better smell than a huge Sharpie? Just open it up.
A lot of stuff does.
A lot of stuff.
That's probably why my smell goes in and out every few days, you know what I mean?
You probably had COVID and you didn't know it.
No. Yeah. I know if that entered my body. I know Trevor, everything that's entered COVID? My body.
Uh-huh. You got it when the gym got it.
Who?
You got it when the gym got it.
When Jim got it.
No.
The gym in Fort Gibson?
No, I got it because I was coming back from fucking Missouri and my sister had it.
See?
And
we rode nothing good happens in Missouri.
We rode in a car and like side by side and then I thought it was just fucking so I had a tear. I got super drunk. That's what happened. I got like fucking super drunk. Like it was like top five drunkest I've ever been. Like it was a bad deal. So I just thought it was a terrible hangover. But then like the next day goes by and I'm like, okay, this is terrible. Like this is the worst hangover of all time. Like this is going to like 3 days. Then I went and ate something and I remember I ate this chili place and I never had it before and I was like, I literally can't taste the fucking chili. Like this chili, I was like, this chili sucks. Like I can't even taste it. And then I started like, then she texted me and she said, hey, I just tested positive for COVID. And I started like spitballing and I was like, okay, can't really smell. Didn't taste that chili. I felt like shit. And I was like, yeah, I bet you I have COVID. And I went and got tested and fucking had COVID.
Sure, your son is blue. Did you finish your chili?
I don't even want to tell this story, this other part of the story, because it's going to make me
okay.
It's going to make me look like an even bigger asshole than this podcast already thinks I am.
You stayed, didn't you?
No, it gets worse. Because I was, at the time, I was actually...
Did you fuck somebody with COVID? Oh my God.
Listen, okay, at the time, me and this chick were dating, and I think we'd been dating maybe like, I don't think, we didn't really date that long, so maybe like,
well, yeah, because we never were like, heard of no fucking girlfriend.
This was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So this was, but anyways, we were dating or whatever.
Big lights, pretty ladies.
And I had COVID, and I went home, and like, she was like, oh, I want to come over, and blah, 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 because we were like boyfriend and girlfriend there. We were dating for about a month, and then... She was like, I still want to come over. And I was like, I have fucking COVID. Like, you're going to get it. And she was like,
okay. So you told her.
No, and I told her, like, don't come over. And then she came over there.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
You might be off the hook.
I'm not off the hook. I'm not. Because I'm like, and at the time, like, I was in the middle of, like, you know, this is not a bad, bad relationship. Like, I didn't, you know, my feelings were whatever. But then the feelings kind of wore off when I had to hang out with her for 3 straight days at my house. Like, I don't know. At the end of like 3 days,
I was. Did you break up with her after COVID quarantine?
Oh, God.
Trevor, you're a fucking dick. You are such a dick.
Hey, now that you can leave, why don't you? There's the door, sweetheart.
Did you tell her before she left, or did you wait to text her when she left? You have no honor.
Did you wait till she left? It wasn't that day. Like, it was, like, the next day, and I was just like...
So you really waited till she wasn't going to come back?
No, I was just like... I knew she was going home, and then I'm going to give myself a day. Maybe, you know, maybe I'm just... Maybe it's just something weird. Maybe Trevor. Whatever. So I tried to let it wear off, and then I was just like...
Don't date Trevor Truitt.
Hey, you know that what? Was then. Trevor this is Truitt. Now. I'm a new man.
You know what? I'm going to have to step in and take my boy's side on this one, because he dodged a bullet from hell. That's the kind of girl that if you told her you had HIV, she'd be like, I want it too. She'd fucking let you give it to her. She let you give her COVID, an unknown disease, virus, whatever, that wasn't known much about. And she's like, I'll get it for you. You're like, you shouldn't chop your dick off and, like, tie you to the bed and break your ankles.
Did she get sick?
I don't think she ever got it. Like, but then
if she was only there for 3 days, she probably didn't get sick till she left. So you broke up with her when she left over the phone. And then she had to go have COVID at home alone after she got it for you.
And yeah, quarantined actually, with you for 3 days.
I just lost this case, bud. I lost the case. I only have one thing. And that's the fact that, you know, she did come up. It shows a lot about her more than it shows about him.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? All we know about this woman is that she was willing to get COVID for Trevor. You know what I mean?
But, like, it wasn't like I planned it that way. Like,
did you have a mustache at the time? No. Or was it a beard?
I had a beard.
All right, well, you know. He's handsome,
guy.
I just
felt like, I don't know, after those 3 days, I was just like,
hey, you learn a lot. I don't
know. Jared just called you ugly with the mustache, by the way.
I just don't like mustaches. It's nothing against him.
But, no, it's like, like you said, you learn a lot, and you're just like, okay. Like, but, like, Tim, here's the thing. What are the things you
learned about her?
I would like to hear the thing. It was just, like, a Seinfeld list of things that are, like, come on, really? Or is it like she's a bat? Like, you know, like what? Does she fart a lot, or what? Is she shitting with the door open?
Did she talk to you too much?
No, I can't even pinpoint. I just wasn't feeling it.
You didn't
like
hanging out with her?
I just didn't. Yeah, like I wasn't like.
Well, what'd you do? Did you play video games while she sat on her phone?
Yeah, probably played video games in his room, and she was in the living room.
We were together. 100.
What'd you do?
We were on the couch the whole time.
Okay. Did she not get excited about wrestling when you showed it to her?
I don't even remember what we did.
What?
Could you think?
You were just like, oh, this is the worst time.
It's just one of those things, like you get a feeling and then you try to tell yourself, no, give it another try. And I did, and I did, and it just didn't work out. Like, so my thing is like, you might as well cut it off early before it goes longer, because everybody's just going to get hurt more. That's what I've always said.
I mean, he's right. I mean, you know.
At least I don't. And one thing about me.
You told her when she left.
I didn't. I still then was like, maybe I'll let her leave, and maybe she was just getting on my nerves. Yeah, maybe there was something.
It was also easier to wait till she left, though, because then you have more courage because she's not right there.
Well, it definitely is.
And then you can lock the door so she can't get in.
I've only actually ever, like, actually broke up with a girl one time in person, and it was terrible.
Oh, my God. And you've dated a lot of women.
No, not like, I'm talking like break up, like actually like we were boyfriend, girlfriend. There's a difference between dating and talking. And
so how many times have you been the one that's gotten broken up with? Like they came up to you and were like,
be
it's
accurate
over.
And honest.
It's over. Like totally
over. Once.
Ooh, how bad was it?
Or were you like it was bad. Okay, it was a bad one.
Yeah okay. Oh yeah, that's a open wound. We don't have to touch that unless Trevor wants to. You know, any episode where Trevor is the subject of conversation, I think we get our best hits because, like, you know, he does it to himself. It's like setting us up. Like I'm John Stockton, or Cam would be John Stockton. I'm built more like Karl Malone than she is, and set me up for the assist. And Trevor's fucking the coach, whoever the coach was.
Fucking,
Terry Stotts, whatever the fuck his name was, Quinn Snyder.
No, you're thinking about fucking old guy. Oh, what's his name? He was a great coach.
Nah, that's not who you're thinking about.
He was after. He was in the Boozer.
I don't know. I can't remember. Budenholzer?
No.
I don't fucking know then. I have no idea. But, you know, Trevor's been through a lot of heartbreak, and he doesn't like talking about it. And that's okay. I think everybody at this table has experienced heartbreak once in a while. I've probably experienced more heartbreak that involves sports than, like, relationships. You know what I mean? Like, I can't think of a time. This might be one time, but I can't think of a time that's been more heartbreaking than the 07.
Perfect season.
Like, I can't. Like, Cam, you have no idea what it's like.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
07 was the year the Patriots went 16-0, 18-0, into the Super Bowl against the 9-7 Giants, the wild card team, and lost 17-10.
And it was
14-10.
And most of it was to do with a fucking stupid ass helmet catch.
It was one of the worst things I've ever watched in my life. It pissed me off so bad.
I mean, but, it was everything was in line. It was perfect. You've broken all the records. Randy Moss gonna get his first Super Bowl.
Moss and Brady broke the records for touchdowns caught and touchdowns thrown in the same season.
They look like fucking kids in the schoolyard.
It was insane.
Just fucking throwing it up and go get it. I mean, it's literally what it was.
The Titans, they had five touchdowns in the first half.
It was in the snow. It was in the fucking snow. They won 59-0 in the fucking snow, and they're just fucking.
And then we lost to the Giants, who we beat in the regular season.
Yeah.
In the closest game of the year, but we beat them, and those fucking cocksuckers. And then, you know what? 12 hurt really bad too, because I was so sure we were gonna get in that time. I was like, we're gonna fucking get them back, and everybody will shut up about the perfect season.
And then, nope.
Same fucking set of circumstances happen. We lose again, and now
that's why whenever
Eli's retired and Brady's almost gone, and he fucking never beat him. I wanted them to play one more time. Like The Rock and Stone Cold. Yeah, The Rock lost twice, but he got him the last time. He got the last laugh. But, Cam, did you see that video that Trevor sent in the group message?
Of that wrestling? You didn't watch it?
Why don't we play the audio for the War Room podcast? I want to hear the audio, Cam. Play it on the mic. This is an old sketch.
This is like 2001 or 2002.
Triple H and then two. Prime. God knows who these women are.
There will be no.
And Triple H is now a fucking ogre out of nowhere.
Sorry.
Sure, if you just grab the bottom and pull, it will come off over your head. That's true. Go.
This is not right.
Oh, you're not enjoying this?
Well, this.
Your jobs are on the line.
Do it or get fired. That's what you're trying to say, ladies.
Are these wrestlers?
Yeah.
Sure.
Like the women?
Sure.
Triple H is winning over the male population here, JR.
Yeah, the male demographics are just grown.
I am a god among men. This has touched the floor. Carrie, you are excused. BB, it seems that you only have one article of clothing in which to remove. BB, don't anger me now. Let those puppies free.
Puppies! The music is great.
I will say it again, your job is on the line.
This is on television. This was on free television.
This is why I wasn't allowed to watch it.
I can't believe I was allowed to watch it.
What is he doing?
What's he doing?
She's got a bra.
That is unbelievable. Come on, move, Triple H. You have got to be kidding me.
Triple H, the only one that can see.
It's a rip-off. Cam, imagine if that's how wrestling still was. It would have gotten canceled years ago.
Surprised it hasn't got canceled for used to being that way.
Well, because there was a certain time where they went from TV-14 to TV-PG, mm-hmm. where they were directed more towards kids. So I'm sure they got a lot of flack for that shit. They did a lot of fucked up stuff back then. We've said it many times on this podcast. As wrestling comes up many times. Wrestling had some of the most questionable skits and sketches ever.
Characters. Yeah.
Vince McMahon, him getting accused of all that, which we never actually talked about on here with us because we did it with my dad on the Father's Day special edition, which we will release at some time. We talked about it then, but like... It doesn't surprise
that's
me.
That's what we're... Hey, when we get to...
I'm surprised there's not more allegations.
When we get to 1,000 downloads, we're going to release the bonus episode.
Yeah, we'll release it. It's a good 45-minute episode. We'll add it to the end. I'm sure we can splice it on there. But, like, I wouldn't be surprised if he did a lot... like, more. I'm surprised there's only these allegations coming out now. So, like, the fact that he stepped down... Immediately.
He stepped down. He just... He's still involved. He's still doing it.
I can't believe he went out and did it on TV. That's insane. What if like he comes out and he goes to prison?
He didn't go and do it on TV.
He went out in the ring.
No, he went out and he said, you know, remember these words, blah, 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 blah. He was like, you know,
we're going to fight it.
Now, forever, and most importantly, together. And then he said, welcome to SmackDown, and threw out the thing. And he did it on Raw, too.
What would happen? What happens if it comes out that he's like a super predator?
Here's the thing, though. He's not a predator because if he paid for sex and she accepted it, he's not a predator. You know what I mean? It's obviously not right, but, like, she accepted money, he paid her money.
But a man in power offering you money and feeling like you've been put in a corner, you don't think a timid
$3 million
wouldn't just take it?
It wasn't that much. It was $3 million.
I think that makes it even harder.
That was to keep her quiet about it. That wasn't for the initial exchange.
You could just leave and go to another company.
I think it's really easy to be like, well, you just could have said no. A man like Vince McMahon.
Ugh.
He wouldn't. It's not like he'd track
suck his dick.
It's not like he'd track you down. He'd just say, "Okay, on to the next one."
No,
I'll find somebody who'll do the job.
No, just do that. You're fired to the woman that won't blow him. Yeah, that's fucked up. I'm not gonna lie. I bet he did. I'm not gonna lie.
Putting a woman in a corner when you're a very important man, it's even if she wanted to say no, she may have not felt like she could.
You know? I bet she didn't have the most enthusiastic look on her face whenever she did it. I don't care. Vince McMahon, you can put steroids in every part of your body except for your dick. That's all I know. He's still got an 80-year-old dick. Huh?
What if he tries?
Come on. I want steroids in my cock. I bet he has. I bet he can make his dick flex like a bicep.
Or like in
he doesn't even have a Pam dick anymore from the steroids he's done. It just fell off.
Or like in Pam and Tommy, it like moves around and talks.
Nah, he wishes he had a Tommy Lee dick. Nobody that owns a wrestling promotion has a dick like Tommy Lee. They'd be in a band.
Is Tommy Lee known for having a big dick?
He's literally the drummer of Motley Crue. They were known for fucking and doing drugs. Yes, he's known for that. He's known for that.
But he's known for having a big dick.
Cam,
now?
He wore a Speedo all the time. You could literally see it. Why are we all going to act like we're all kids here? We don't know? You look at him. You look at old videos from the 80s.
I guess I've never paid attention to Tommy Lee's
Listen, a guy dick. In a Speedo. You look at the Speedo first because you're like, oh my God, is he naked?
Yeah, and then you happen to notice.
Speedo, and it just happens to notice that the end of the Speedo reaches the knees.
reaches the long knees. Speedo!
Like, what? Is that what you think? It's the Speedo? No.
It's a pointy Speedo.
Is it only a certain kind of man can wear a Speedo, okay? He's got to have a fucking third leg, okay? Otherwise,
or
it
looks
he's terrible.
Literally a professional swimmer.
Or just looks like a woman with a thong on.
He's definitely a. He's not a. He's definitely.
No. Cam, Tommy Lee's, yes, he's known for that.
I didn't know that.
He did a porno.
Yeah, with fucking.
Pamela Anderson.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what that whole
yeah,
show's
yeah.
about.
I remember that.
What did you think that show was fake?
No, I knew that part was real.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'm
well,
not
no.
a fucking idiot.
Well, no, in the real porno, like, you can see his dick, and he's fucking got a porn star dick. You got a porn star dick. Yeah, I got a porn. You got to do porn. You know what I mean? Well, yeah,
I've
you have
never
to.
Never seen it.
Well, it's honestly the video is not that great quality.
So you've seen
it? Looks like it,
it
was taken on a fucking like Sony Ericsson.
It was on a boat.
Probably
yeah.
because it was tanking in the fucking 90s.
Tanking.
It looked like a cokehead ex rock star was holding the camera the whole time. So it wasn't. It was like a bootleg movie. God, I remember my aunt or whoever, my uncle or whatever, they had a hookup for bootleg movies, and we got a bootleg version of Spider-Man 2.
I remember when those used to be super popular. Yeah, they'd be like, I got fucking... just like, yeah, I remember that.
We had a fucking bootleg copy of Spider-Man 2
in
Spanish.
It'd be the shittiest. I mean, it's literally like somebody recording it in the theater. I'm like, what is this right now? Like,
yeah, I mean... Or it's like you know, a group of people in a closet or like in a basement, like recording scenes from the movie, like in their own way.
They had a bootleg of Deuce Bigelow. Like,
it's just like people fucking.
Gosh, I cannot believe people did that so often.
Remember fucking,
we had tons of them that were
LimeWire.
I yeah. never saw
or
a good
Napster.
Bootleg version of a movie. I remember this whole bootleg, like. I don't know, their sound must have been down when they recorded, because like, you couldn't hear shit no matter how hard
well,
you
played. Like, somebody get up to go take a shit, and you see him fucking walking across the thing.
No, the camera the whole time is just, like, shaking the whole time.
And the fucking guy's got Parkinson's. He's fucking...
Or he's nervous because he's bootlegging a movie, which is highly illegal. Like, how imagine the balls you have to sit in the theater hoping nobody notices you and complains about you recording.
Like, you're also trying to enjoy the movie, too, and be like... Everybody's looking at you. You feel like you're fucking smoking weed before it was medical, and you're just outside. Like,
I mean, like, if it's a high profile movie that they're like pushing tickets for, like, they'll have people ushers walk in every once in a while during the movie to make
do
sure
people
are on their phones.
Do people actually try to do that?
I mean, Endgame, they were like, they had ushers walk through like three times to make sure people weren't recording the movie.
What?
Especially around.
What about the people getting their dicks sucked? They don't care about that happening in the movie theater.
Not
it
really.
Doesn't happen that often.
I've done it. Theater
for
Marvel.
You've
done it. You're so fucking gross.
Yeah. How many people were in the theater when that happened? What fucking movie were you watching?
I don't remember.
You
the
were
movie.
At the premiere night of Endgame for the Avengers. Getting your dick sucked. I promise you, you weren't.
And if you were, shame on you.
I promise you. I was on the front row.
I saw Endgame, and there was literally not a seat open. So that means that people definitely saw you getting your dick sucked.
They're probably like, yeah, man. Like,
no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, brother.
You probably were watching some fucking B-list movie that no one gives a fuck about. That has, like,
I can't. I don't know.
I cannot believe you got your dick sucked.
It's a fucking experience. Live a little, will you?
Trevor just wants to try every cliche experience ever. He's going to try to have sex on an airplane. Then he's going to get put on the no-fly list. Trevor's going to be the next American on the no-fly list. He's up there with Al Capone.
Mile High Club, baby.
Yeah, sir, we're gonna have to put you under arrest. This is an international crime.
Oh, he arrested me, boy.
They'd only arrest him, not the woman. The woman would get off free.
No, she'll.
No.
Come on, let's be real here, Trevor. No. It was his fault.
Did he suggest it? Yeah. Well, okay.
You're prettier than he is, so you get
a pass.
But I
don't understand how the Mile High Club thing works. Because,
you fuck
like,
in the bathroom.
I don't know if you've ever been on a plane before and paid attention to where the like stewardess are, but like, how can two people go into the same bathroom?
I don't think it happens on
noticing.
Flights like that. I think it has to be on more like the flight you took to Italy, maybe something like that.
But it's like the same, but well, more people.
The stewardess are in on it too. What do you think they're working on airplanes?
You slip them a 50. You slip them a 50. Or you try to fuck one of the stewardesses.
Exactly. What do you think? They think just airplane. They think it's a fun job? Come on. Yeah. They know what they're getting.
Listen, a lot of them want to bang random flyers because you never have to see them again. Even like, what?
I don't think that's why they
come on. You ever see them come out, their hair's kind of messed up. They're, like, readjusting their fucking scarf that they got on.
No.
I've seen that. Nah. I'm usually too scared. I got my eyes closed. I got headphones on. Trying not to pretend I'm on an airplane.
Jared won't even go on an international flight.
I'll hold my shit for 4 hours on a plane before I get up and walk around. People have fucking lost their mind.
Jared, it's 50,000
miles. You're 50,000 feet in the air. You're going to walk around on the plane. You sit your ass down. Keep your seatbelt on. I will never take my seatbelt off.
Nothing you could do would make you more dangerous. Unless you were charging the fucking pilot. Like a fucking idiot. Like,
grab the steering wheel.
So a flight attendant.
Roll everyone's windows down.
I need to find the video, but a flight attendant on TikTok, like, put it in a good perspective. But, like, you're basically, like, floating through the air, but, like, in a way of, like, there's, like, pressure from above, pressure from below, from all the sides. So it's, like, you have all of this pressure coming from every, like, direction of the plane, so it's like holding you as you're going, like you're not gonna fall.
Are you trying to explain a flight to us right now?
No,
we
but
know
what
how
I'm
physics
trying,
work
about
no.
fucking stewardesses.
No, but you're saying
the
that walking
Ryan, you
on
can
a
easily
plane,
get into
oh walking on a plane. I don't like the idea of it. Why can't I just sit down?
Because you're not gonna fall. It's just like walking.
I didn't say
you're
that
gonna fall
what's
out.
Gonna happen is Sam, I'm gonna be taking a shit. I'm gonna be the guy in the shitter.
The only
the
time
the window. Down. You fell out the window.
You know, I didn't tell you to stay in there.
The only time that the bathroom is scary is when you flush the toilet. It's like it's
what are you
like
gonna
a
suck
jet
out?
Engine. No, it sounds like a jet engine.
Everybody hears it. So the longer you're in there, the longer they're waiting for that fucking.
But you can like hear the wind.
Our last flight. Four big bastards, one after another, went in there and just took huge, monstrous shits. They spaced it out between the entire hour and a half flight. One, and two, and then three, and then four. And it started
really?
To smell.
I didn't notice that.
The plane started to smell. You don't remember that?
No.
I was trying to eat that shitty bag, which I actually love, the trail mix. I was trying to eat that.
Was this our last flight?
Yes.
I was asleep.
They were in there going and they coming out like the fucking door, leaving it open for the next one to go in. And like the cold air with shit is one of the worst smells ever.
I don't know. Hot shit's pretty
good. No, cold. I'm talking whenever you're just like, you know, get a cold whiff of shit like you walk in.
Oh, yeah, because it like dried.
Reminds you of a hospital, like someone just fucking died or something.
When somebody but wiped like, on a towel and they forgot where they put it, kind of thing.
Yes. So like. It's probably shit in
exactly,
form.
Exactly.
Yeah. So like.
That's oddly specific, Trevor.
Hey. When in Rome. But anyway, but like these four big fucking bastards, I assume they're all in the same family. They all go back there and they take a shit one after another. I'm like, I wish the COVID rules still applied. Middle seat open, two to each row, no shitting. No shitting on the plane.
No shit.
You can't hold it.
No pissing. Only coffee drinking.
The flight from Tulsa to Denver is like an hour. It's like an hour 10. You can't hold your shit for an hour 10. It will go way up to 30
I feel like you
minutes.
Should probably take a shit before you get on the plane.
I agree. I have to shit four times before I get on the plane because how nervous I get. I just shit.
Do like you still get nervous? You told me you don't get nervous anymore.
Cam, I'm going to get nervous every time I'm about to get on a plane. You have to be up in the air to accept the inevitability. You're in whatever the pilot's hand at that point.
But like,
at least at the airport, you can be like, I can't do it.
Hardly ever happen, especially from turbulence.
Imagine doing that, just like, not doing it. It's like a roller coaster. Nope, not going. Hey, how the fuck are you going to get there?
Not going. You paid $600 for this ticket, sir. Nope, not doing it.
Yep. I don't give a fuck.
Imagine buying someone a surprise airplane ticket and like they're like, I'm not fucking getting on an airplane.
That'd be terrible. And you know what?
I'd tell the reimbursement.
It'd be even more terrible if it was a guy buying it for a girl, because then if you got mad, then you'd be, you know,
yeah, it's your fault. Yeah. How dare you buy me an airplane ticket? Well, not even ticket.
That. It'd be like, you can't take my feelings into consideration. You spent $600. That's a...
Why'd you spend that much money?
No, Trevor, I think that would be unreasonable, just like it would be unreasonable if a dude did that to a girl.
What? Be nice and buy him a gift?
I think it's unreasonable all around.
I know. No one's going to be like, oh, hey. Because she's a girl, she gets away with it. It's not how that works, Trevor.
Oh, come on.
I've seen it happen.
I have too.
Oh, my gosh. And again, we know what kind of women you fucking date.
Okay,
oh, my
Becky gosh. Lynch. Okay?
Like in Velma over here.
Velma!
Jinkies. Hey, I always thought Velma was the hot one. And I'm talking about the cartoon version.
What?
I'm just kidding, all right? I'm pretty sure she was in high school anyway, so that's illegal. It's illegal.
Not only illegal, but weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
We don't have to go into specifics. Hey, fine. I think the only one I could actually fuck and not be as disgusting is Scooby and the Mystery Gang.
It's bestiality.
Yeah, but it's either that or be a pedophile. I think I'd rather be known for having sex with animals.
How do you even know how old they were? Fucking, you're telling me.
They're high school kids.
I mean...
Hanging out at the fucking soda shack after fucking school.
You should probably fuck your own species before you should fuck another. I'm just saying,
if you had to pick which kind of deviant, I want to be known for the guy that banged a horse one time than a kid. Well, that's you're all I'm weird. Saying. What would you rather pick? You have to pick. Gun to your head. Gun to your fucking head. You gotta
pull the trigger.
No, yeah. Fucking you gotta either fuck a sheep or a sheep. You know. One or the other. We don't have to kick. You know, whatever. We'll get off this topic. But anyway. All right. Let's go ahead and do our fucking artist. That's a great place to end it. Gun to your head. Gun to your head. You got to pick one or the other. Anyway, I think I just got a glimpse of what Trevor picked, and I can't wait to get to this. Let's do it. Let's
Why?
Artist and album of the week. Let's do it. Cam, what years did we get?
So, let me pull it up again. Trevor?
Fuck a sheep. Oh.
Trevor, you got 2007.
Yeah, I went with a little T-Pain.
Okay.
There was actually a lot of, I just, when I saw it, I was like, there's no way I can't pick a fucking hip hop album. I mean, there's so much in that fucking year. So I went with T-Pain in his album
Epiphany,
and it's in the expanded edition. Buy You a Drink.
Nice.
It's a good song. That's actually a really good album, just in general.
God, I remember being in the backseat of my mom's car, singing along to that song. I'm in love with a stripper. It's a good fucking album.
That's what I'm saying. Just the album in general is really good.
Shit. All right. Yeah. Hey, T-Pain. That is very 2007. Good one, Trevor. Cam, what you got? What was your year? Tell the people.
So my year was 1977.
Oh, what a year.
I have some honorable mentions before I will say the one that I picked.
Okay.
But my honorable mentions are News of the World by Queen.
Great album.
You know, We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions, you know, all
Killer
the
Queen.
Killer Queen.
That's one of my favorite songs.
And then my other honorable mention is Street Survivors by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Ooh.
You know, What's Your Name and That Smell is on there. I just didn't want to pick that because Jared picks Lynyrd Skynyrd all the fucking time.
That Smells actually was the first song I ever put on the podcast. It was.
Yeah. So, the album that I picked was Let There Be Rock by AC/DC.
Oh.
And the song specifically, Whole Lotta Rosie.
Oh. Fuck, dude. That's a bad, good fucking choice. That's what I'm talking about. I love AC. That's one of their best albums. That's a really good album. I'd suggest you start it from track one, go down, finish it on Whole Lotta Rosie. It's a great fucking album. I had 2001.
What?
Me? 2001? I don't even remember 2001, other than 9/11. But anyway,
oh my God.
My album that I picked was the very cerebral, groundbreaking, some find hard to understand album that is Lateralis by Tool. It is a great album. It's 79 minutes long, so make sure you have free time before you listen to it. 13 tracks. Very good. It's known for a schism, whatever. The song I'm going to write, Ticks and Leeches, is very good too. I would recommend the song Parabola, but if I could make a suggestion, I would just listen to the album from start to finish, because it's kind of a concept and it all molds into one song in a way, because it's very, you know, like I said, it's very cerebral. So I would recommend that.
Assassin.
A little fucking prog for you, you know what I mean? So anyway, that's my artist and album of the week. Check it out, Tool. Anyway, Cam, why don't you go ahead and generate our years up for us? Tell Trevor what he's got to pick from this week.
I almost forgot about that.
Okay. Wait, Trevor, what was your song again, Trevor?
Buy Your Drink.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. You gonna generate the year, Cam?
Well, I'm waiting on Jared. Are you ready?
Hey, I'm ready. Go ahead. It's Trevor first.
Okay, let's scramble this brain up. Oh, so we got some like early years, or I mean,
1912. Boss.
No,
I'm excited.
No, I mean, we got some late years. I mean,
oh, no.
So Trevor, yours is 2007.
He already. That's what his year just was.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Fuck. Why did? Okay, let's generate one more time.
Okay.
Now I'm gonna get 1850.
Okay, wait. This.
I don't even fucking know that.
Yeah, he died. Oh my.
And all orchestra music and shit.
Oh shit. Okay.
Oh my God.
All right, Trevor. Trevor.
So Trevor, yours is 1968.
I think he's already had that one.
Are you fucking kidding me?
One of us has, haven't we?
Don't think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, you picked I Can See for Miles by The Who.
Is that 1968?
That's 67.
That's 67. Well, fuck, I already got rid of it. Never mind.
All right, fine. All right, sorry, War
Jesus
Room.
Jesus Christ.
We'll edit this out. No, we're not. We're not going to edit
the back. We're raw.
We give it to you.
We should keep up with the years that we use.
We should do that. Doesn't happen. I feel like Cam should do that, because this is our idea.
Plug in your penis. Oh, my God. We'll talk about that before we go.
Okay. For fuck's sake.
I just fucking read that. I was like, what the fuck is this guy writing down? You fucking creep. Oh. All right, Cam, what we got?
Are y'all fucking ready?
Yeah. Oh, been ready. Go ahead. Give Trevor his ear.
Trevor, you have 1992.
Okay. Cam, what's yours?
I have 1983.
Okay.
And Jared, you have 1997.
Okay. God, I want some 50s and 60s here. I want some 70s. Why do I keep getting the 90s and 2000s? But that's, I guess that's kind of the point of the game.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, all right. 1997, 83, and...
92.
Looks like it's going to be grunge and then whatever the hell Cam picks. Probably something hair metal.
Grunge? Me?
I don't know. You'll probably pick Tracy Lawrence or something.
I'm going to pick some country, probably. 92 is a good
More
year.
Country to this playlist. This playlist is supposed to be fun and, like, you know.
It is.
Party and everything.
It's a good time.
Ooh, 1983 is a good year.
It is a good year. That's the year.
Some like a person fucking getting their change at the store.
Diary of a Madman.
1983 is your change. Oh, that was a good year, boy.
But anyway, Trevor actually had an interesting concept that we were talking about earlier. It doesn't make any sense, but I read it on his phone, and it said, plug in your... Why don't you go ahead and read it? I don't want to read it.
The title, but I mean, I just jotted it down because it was a thought, but it was just plugging in your vagina or penis overnight. Like, what if you had to just plug that in?
For it to work? Like, yeah. You're a fucking android?
Yeah, like, you know, you want to get it on, you got to plug it in. You're like, fuck, I'm only at 12%.
fuck, I'm at 15%. Come on,
and
man.
And if it runs out, then you're just like, you're just pissing everywhere.
And you know that, like, you
you're
know.
Pissing it's like Jesus, everywhere.
It's just coming out uncontrollably. I mean, it's not just flowing, but it's like, you know, you're like, damn it, my dick just died because you're dripping. You're dripping.
Why did we do this? Why are we doing this?
Jesus Christ.
Does anybody have a charger? Does anybody have a charger?
I'm out
a
on
little
that
kiosk.
One.
Can you just plug it in? You got a, you know, the movie theater? They have, now they have little USB ports. You just plug it in.
Oh my God. What are you doing? No, weird. Nothing. Just charging my dick.
You're a fucking weirdo.
I'm trying. I want to have sex with my wife tonight. Anyway, thank you for listening, ladies
and gentlemen. That's how we're ending it. That's how we're ending it.
Ponder that one for the next week, okay? Everybody, make sure you kick some ass, take some names, don't take shit from anybody. You have yourselves a good week. We'll see you in here at the studio next Saturday for a Saturday night edition
Saturday
of the
War Room. Special.
Yeah, Saturday Night Special. It's a good song, yes. And it's also a gun. But anyway, thank you for listening. We will check in with y'all next Saturday. See you later.